Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning and welcome on this Sunday, Monday, not Monday, tomorrow's Monday, Sunday, May 2nd is what I was trying to say. Hello, folks. Thank you for waking up bright and early and tuning in. Hopefully we have a nice day. The week looks to bring some rain showers. Zach and I were just talking. Usually it's April showers bring May flowers. I said to Zach, listen, after the year we just lived through, everything is crazy. This year it was April snow showers bring May rain flowers. I think June's going to be a pretty nice month. In all seriousness, folks, thank you for tuning in. I can't thank you enough. Our phone lines today are open. Any questions you have, 1-800-TALK-WGY, 1-800-825-5949, 1-800-825-5949. Any questions whatsoever, give us a call. I would love to talk to you. I was just catching up on the news from yesterday. You know, Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett is truly a legend in the investment world. He and Charlie Munger. And I said yesterday, you know, for those people that think I need to retire because, you know, I'm growing more mature, I don't. You know, if I put myself on their level, I got another three decades. Warren Buffett, 90 years old. Charlie Munger, 97 years old. I mean, these guys are legends and they're still with it. And they seem to have a really, really good handle on the markets and everything. And they have their annual Berkshire Hathaway shareholder event. Usually it's in person out in Omaha, Nebraska. Obviously last year, this year, it's all virtual. But it's pretty good. Their viewpoints are pretty good. These guys, you know, as I said, they are legends. And they give, you know, they gave their thoughts on, you know, both chimed in on Robinhood and that crazy commission-free trading app that is really taking people into a speculative frenzy of investing. And obviously, they're not against it. Remember, folks, everybody has to make money. Robinhood is making money. It may be free commissions. They're making their money. Don't think for a second that they're not making money. Charlie Munger calls Bitcoin disgusting and contrary to the interest of civilization. I mean, how you got to love these guys. You know, basically, Charlie Munger says it's a financial product invented out of thin air. I don't welcome a currency that is so useful to kidnappers and extortionists. Warren Buffett avoided the question. He said he didn't want to get grief from everyone who's long Bitcoin relative to few people who are short the digital asset. And, you know, folks, I wasn't sure about Bitcoin, but I think digital currency may be an asset class to be reckoned with. I think it may be here, and we'll see. We'll see. I wish, obviously, we got in at, you know, $600 or $6,000 a share. Is it hovers around $60,000, or not a share of Bitcoin. Well, I mean, what do you call it? A coin, right? You're basically buying a coin. Both Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger not worried about potential tax hikes. Remember, Warren Buffett says, you know, he should pay more in taxes than his secretary, although he doesn't. When you look at his marginal tax rate, his secretary is paying more than Warren Buffett. Everything's relative, but you know, and I'm not a fan of corporate tax hikes, folks. Listen, if we hike these tax rates between federal and state taxes, you're going to have tax rates close to 50, 55%. We're going to be the highest in the world. We're trying to get jobs. And right now, we're in the middle of the pack and we're competitive around the world. Companies are looking where they can get the most benefit financially speaking when they have their factories hiring workers and so forth. So if we hike corporate tax rates, we're going to be less competitive around the country. And that's something we all should be thinking about because, listen, capitalism, you know, entrepreneurs coming up with whatever their great ideas are, they're creating jobs. We want jobs in this great country of ours. We truly want jobs in this great country of ours. You know, Berkshire Hathaway started buying back some of their shares. For those of you that want to buy an A share, you only have to fork over $343,000. You heard me right. You know, it's up 23% year to date. That's not bad, right? If you look, you know, the Berkshire Hathaway over time, you know, Warren Buffett for a long time just didn't buy technology. And Apple, I think, was his first, maybe only technology stock that he bought. And, you know, he bought it. He made a lot of money. And it's, you know, Apple is one of my all-time favorite companies. It truly is. It's our number one holding. Apple is just one of those companies that I have a lot of respect for. Tim Cook, Steve Jobs before Tim Cook. And it's a product with customer loyalty like there's no tomorrow. Great innovation, products, services, balance sheet to choke a horse. They have more cash than a lot of countries around the world. So it's our number one holding. Microsoft, Amazon rounded out as number two and number three in our lineup. So our clients own more Apple than they know than they own any other stock. 1-800-TALK-WGY, 1-800-825-5949. Let's go to the phone lines. Bright and early, we have Stan in Saratoga Springs. Hello, Stan.
Hey, good morning, Steve. I'm at a point where I'm going to have to take some required minimum distributions. And my advisor is telling me, well, maybe we should put this into some life insurance that I can pass on tax-free to any beneficiaries. Are there other alternatives to this that I can, invest in or, kind of shelter this money so I can pass it off?
I want you to sit down, Stan, because I may be taking you right off, sweeping you right off your feet. Are you ready?
Okay.
The alternative is to get a new advisor. At 72 years old, do you really think you need life insurance at this stage in the game? You know, the people that need life insurance. Huh?
No.
Yeah, so you need a new advisor. I want you to call Angie Gavin, my client concierge, bright and early tomorrow morning, and I'll talk to you directly. You need a new advisor. What is that advisor thinking? And this is the problem I have with life insurance agents. Listen, life insurance agents love to sell insurance. They make so much money, and they love to sell annuities. They make 6% commission on annuities. They, you know, they may not disclose all of that. I'm a fiduciary, so I have to disclose every penny of fees that our clients are up against. But there's a reason why when you buy an annuity, you got a 65-page contract to get into it, and you're stuck for 7 years. It's like a great marriage. After a while, you're kind of stuck. And you know, if you're a financial advisor, obviously, you know, if you have to take your RMD, that means you're 72 this year. So I know how old you are, Stan. I'm pretty sure you don't need to be buying life insurance. You know what life insurance would cost the 72-year-old individual? It's like crazy. What's this guy or gal thinking?
Yeah, I hear you.
You think there's a conflict of interest? You're probably a nice guy. He's probably saying, hey, I can sell this nice guy some life insurance and really make some money. I can be entering, Memorial Day with a pocket load of cash. I may, go and rent one of those rowboats up on Lake George and have the time of my life.
You know, years ago when we were a bit younger, we bought some life insurance that it was supposed to be paid up at age 55, which was now many years ago. And, you know, we're still paying on that thing because the returns just didn't hit it. And, you know, it's like, okay, I've got life insurance, thanks, but I can only collect it if I'm dead.
You see how it works? It's like, you know, smoke and mirrors. You know, it's really, you got to be careful. You know, Stan, listen, I, in all seriousness, you know, my mom died at 31, my father at 49. So I use my personal reference point to help, especially young people, realize what insurance is all about. Life insurance should be there to replace the income that's lost if a spouse passes away, especially if they have a family. And it's to provide for the surviving spouse. So, you know, when Sue and I got married, I made sure that I was chock full with life insurance. And I bought term insurance. It's the best, most efficient way to buy insurance, especially if you're young and healthy. You can buy a 10, 20, 30-year term life insurance policy. Your premiums are guaranteed for 10, 20, 30 years. And you're just paying for the cost of insurance. And rather than, you know, a life insurance agent making, you know, a boatload of money on you, they're just making pennies because there's not a lot of commission with in term insurance. So I tell every young person that will hear me out, listen, if you pass away, the surviving spouse, do you, you know, putting, using myself, when, if something happened to me, knowing that my parents passed away very young, I did not want Sue to have to go back to work. I did not want her to have to remarry. And I wanted her to be able to take care of my children and her retirement as though I was still in the picture. So I had a lot of insurance. And in reverse, I had a lot of insurance on my wife. You know, she was fortunate enough to work part-time raising our children. But if something happened to my wife, you know, I was building a business. I was working, you know, excessive hours. If something happened to my wife, I think of all the things that Sue did around the house for my children. You know, if I came home from work, I didn't want to work 10-hour days anymore. I wanted to, you know, really put in a normal work day, be home with my children. When I came home, I didn't want to have to mow the lawn, you know, fold the laundry. I wanted to spend time with my children. So I had a lot of life insurance on my wife as well so that I can pay for all those things that my wife did at home for my children. That's what life insurance is about. And then as you grow more mature and older, you say to yourself, well, geez, my children are pretty well on their own. They're doing well. Now you have life insurance maybe to, you know, as a gift to your children or grandchildren or maybe your favorite charity. But at 72, Stan, your alternative is to fire your advisor, call me tomorrow, let me help you. I don't care how much you have, I give you my word, I will bring you on as a client and help you and do the right thing because you're being taken advantage of.
Thank you, sir. I'll give you a call. All right. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Happy Sunday. Sunday fun day, as they say. Stan, be well, stay healthy, and most importantly, stay safe. 1-800-TALK-WGY. 1-800-825-5949. 1-800-825-5949. Any questions whatsoever, folks, give me a call. I would love to talk to you. Oh, Zach, I get my, you know, I tell you, that's one. I don't even need caffeine. And poor Stan, when he starts talking about, you know, being sold life insurance. And I got life insurance people that tell me, oh, yeah, we do the right thing for people. Yeah, really? 72 years old trying to sell a life insurance policy? Folks, do you know the cost of insurance for a 72-year-old? And, you know, more than likely, Stan doesn't need life insurance. Zach, this is why you and I are the greatest combo in radio. Where's Zach? Did I lose my man?
I'm right here.
Man, oh man, you got me worried, Zach. I'm saying, who's going to put the callers on the air when you went blank and silent like that? You can't do that to me. I'm, you know, at my age, I got to be careful about what, you know, how the heart gets pumping, if you know what I mean. Hey, Zach, you got a radio show today?
Today at 11 on Fox Sports 980, 95.9 FM.
What are you going to talk about?
Baffert or the field, basically, and the NFL draft.
That Baffert, that Kentucky Derby was one great race yesterday. That Baffert, the White Stallion, a head of hair that I wish I could have. I mean, this guy gets the job done. He had three graded stakes race wins yesterday. I had a little pony running in the ninth race, and Baffert beat me, the son of a gun. but that was an exciting derby. That was, you know, this was his third stringer. Zach, this wasn't one of his best horses. The number one and two horse, he decided not to run. I mean, he got the job done with his third stringer. What a race. And it's the absolute best and fastest 2 minutes of sports. Good Kentucky Derby. I'm glad you're coming over to the other side. You know, Zach, we love fast horses and fast cars. So getting you to talk about horse racing and Formula One racing, you're like a changed man. Thank you for letting everybody know about your show. 1-800-TALK-WGY, 1-800-825-5949. We have Paul in Troy, my hometown. Paul, did you see those drones last night?
Drones? No. What were they doing?
There were like hundreds of them. Hundreds of them. You know, Monica, our deputy mayor, put together this light show. And it was the backdrop of Troy and the river. It was amazing. These drones went in the air and they spelled out Troy. You know, it was pretty spectacular. I hope she has it where people who missed it live can watch it. But it was pretty spectacular. Hey, Troy. Hey
listen,
Paul.
Troy. Troy's a great city. I'm your buddy that married your classmate. 25 years younger than us.
Well,
remember? Yeah,
yep.
Whatever. That was a couple of weeks ago. Anyway,
no, I remember.
A quick question, and then a real question. Do you have any idea what's going on with the property where the old Leonard Hospital was up on Turnpike?
I do not. Yeah, I do not. All I know is, as great of a city as we have, sometimes our politicians can really, really. I mean, we had somebody who was going to come in and pay a dollar for that property and take it down and
right.
the asbestos
yep.
and everything yep. else. And only in Troy can a handful of people, you forget there's 50,000 other residents, a handful of people can truly, truly change
yeah.
And muddy the waters. And you know, oh, we can't do this, you know, we got four or five people that are against it. And now I think it costs
yeah
the
there was some resistance from the neighbors about the development
yeah.
plans for that
yeah
which
listen Paul, we got to move on because the listening audience wants to talk money. What's your real money question?
The real money question is I retired from the state, and I had term insurance, life insurance, group insurance, through the management confidential people.
Yep.
And it was good while it was worth as much as it was. It was worth $500,000. I was paying $200 a month for it.
Yep.
When I turned 65, I lost 35% of it. When I turned 70, it goes down to 10%. So my $500,000 policy is going to be only worth $50,000 in 5 years, but I'm still paying the $200 a month for it.
Mm. After a while, you're going to have enough money. You could self-insure yourself if you've lived long enough, Paul.
Exactly. Now, if I took that life insurance, if I took that $200 a month and fed my IRA in a year's time, assuming that the market is going to stay at 5 or 6, you know, percent return and whatnot, is that a better outcome my descendants?
Yeah, let me help you with this. $2,400 is a lot if you're on a fixed income being retired. If you can afford it and you need that $50,000 worth of death benefit, then try to find a way of paying for it if you need it. If you need it to provide for a spouse or if you want to leave for loved ones, this way you don't feel guilty spending all of your money because you know, you have a life insurance policy that you'll leave behind. But if you can't afford the $2,400 a year, then you have to look at it. As far as turning $2,400 into $50,000 to replace the death benefit, well, you're going to have to be into the Bitcoin game or illegal activities. So more than likely, you're not going to make that kind of money in the stock market. But really, do some soul searching and make sure that you need that life insurance. 1-800-825-5949. Let's go to Robert in Amsterdam. Hello, Robert. Robert's not there. We lost Robert. All right. 1-800-825-5949. Call back, Robert. Let's go to Patrick in Albany. Patrick? Zach?
No, Patrick.
Patrick, how are you?
Yes, Patrick. Good. Well, thank you. Good.
What can I help you with?
I had a question. Yes, I had a question, sir, on the benefits of paying off my second property earlier as opposed to the tax incentive that you get from the mortgage, you know, and the write-offs.
Well, Patrick, so it's a good question.
I freed up about 20. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Nope, it's a good question. When it comes to paying off mortgages, if you listen, you can get a 30-year national. We talked about it yesterday. A 30-year fixed mortgage, national average is 3.2%, I think. 15-year averages, or actually the 30 years, 3.1. 15 is 2.4. That's cheap money, and I hate the word cheap, but it's like they're giving away money. So if you have a mortgage that's 2-4% interest rate, and you can make 6-9% on your money having a diversified portfolio, you don't want to pay it off. There's not many tax advantages left, but obviously, they're overhauling the tax code right now as we speak because they have to spend. Listen, since President Biden became president, he spent $6 trillion. There's 12 zeros at the end of a trillion. $6 trillion. That's a lot of money. So let's see what the new tax code is. But be careful before you pay off that mortgage if you have a low interest rate because it's really cheap money. And that's the only kind of debt that I like. Hey, Patrick, stay safe. Stay healthy. 1-800-825-5949. Robert from Amsterdam came back. Hey, welcome back, Robert.
Thank you, Steve. Question. Got my 23-year-old, got her investing in her Roth IRA. Now, what would be one mutual fund or exchange-traded fund that you would suggest, or index that you would suggest somebody at 23 years old invest to in for the long term?
I'm going to give you two suggestions, and my hat goes off to you. I applaud you for getting your young adult child interested in investing, because I'm telling you, for her to be a millionaire at age 65, all she has to put away is about $240 a month. If she waited till she was 50, she has to put away almost $3,000 a month. So getting her started early and getting her invested in the right product. Listen, at that age, she should have a portfolio dollar cost averaging, if she's putting it in monthly, 100% invested in the stock market. With the ups and downs, 100% invested in the stock market. And you can go one of two ways. You can look at an aggressive all equity type lifestyle investment, or the two indexes that I would use would be the broad stock market index and NASDAQ. Those are our two core holdings. Our clients own more of that than they own anything. Great question, Robert. We're coming up to the bottom of the news hour. We got Brian and Skodak on hold. Hang in there, Brian, through the news. 1-800-825-5949. 1-800-825-5949. Any questions whatsoever, folks? It's a short news break, I promise you. And on the other side, I'll pick you up. 1-800-825-5949. Any questions whatsoever?
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Money, 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 but it's your health first, folks. Health, wealth for life. That's our tagline. We really want you to be healthy. We'll help you stay wealthy, and let's keep it going for life. 1-800-825-5949. Let's go back to Brian in Skodak. Hello, Brian.
Good morning, sir. First of all, I'm 73 years old. I'm still working, employed, and somehow I got talked into a $500 a month, $100,000 term life insurance policy.
Amazing. Amazing. Oh, Brian, I'm sorry. So let me ask you a question. Do you need that life insurance?
Well, I have a couple hundred thousand in an IRA, and I only want the life insurance that, like, to pay off a mortgage and to leave my daughter to pay a couple bills.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's good reasons for life insurance. You have to look at all of your financial assets and, you know, one, can you afford $6,000 a year for that life insurance? And if you live 20 years, you know, you could self-insure yourself. If obviously you live 2 months or 2 years, then the life insurance pays off. And that's what life insurance is about. But it really comes down to, listen, folks, you know, these are two gentlemen today in their 70s that are being sold life insurance. You have to look the life insurance agent, he or she, directly in the eye and look for them to flinch and say, now tell me again why I need this, and are there any other alternatives, especially if they're selling you annuities. And, you know, look them in the eye and get a feel for whether or not you trust the advice is right for you. So obviously you have a home. I'm not sure how much of a mortgage you have and what the market value is. I guess it comes down to, at what price do you want to leave, you know, some, you know, a legacy onto your daughter. And that's really what it comes down to. If you can afford the $6,000 a year, it's a lot of money for only $100,000 of coverage, Brian. You know, take a look at, you know, if you have a pension plan, you're still working, and God bless you. You know, hopefully you're working because you want to and you're able to stash a few pennies away. But if you're still working and you have assets saved up and you have a pension plan and you have equity in your house, see what that all amounts to. And then, as I said, you know, see if you can afford that life insurance and then make that decision. It's a hard decision, but make that decision. Bottom line, can you afford $6,000 a year? If you can't and it's cutting into your lifestyle, I'm pretty sure your daughter will say, hey, Dad, don't worry about me. You know, that's $6,000 a year. That's a lot of money. Spend that on you. As I said, if you live 15, 20 years, you could self-insure that $100,000 death benefit. Brian, good luck to you. And I really hope you do some soul searching. As I said, it really comes down to, do you need that insurance? How much do you want to leave to your daughter? Thank you for calling. Stay safe, Brian. 1-800-TALK-WGY, 1-800-825-5949. We have Paul in Cohoes. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, Steve. I've got a two-part question, and I guess it follows some of these other questions concerning insurance. I am 69. My wife is 68. We took out one of these whole life pension / insurance policies about 40 years ago. And currently, the cash values are, I don't know, approximately $12,000 and $10,000. My question is, should we continue with that, paying about $135 a month for both policies? And I think the payoffs are $50,000 each. And my second question is, when someone passes on and the beneficiaries get the benefit, I know it's tax-free to them, but the cash values, if you check it in and take it, are they taxed as well?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a good question. So it's a strategy that a lot of people like to use. Let me put it to you this way. Let's make believe you're getting ready to retire, and this is probably how it was sold to you, Paul. You're getting ready to retire, and you can take a full benefit, and I'm just making numbers up here. You can get $1,000 a month or protect your spouse and take a little bit less so that your spouse, if you die, continues to get a benefit. And maybe instead of $1,000, you get $800. So what you're missing is $200 a month in pension. And what these insurance agents do is they say, hey, we can sell you a life insurance policy, and it's only going to cost you $50, you know, a month. And that means you're $150, difference there. And if you die, then, you know, what happens is that life insurance policy will replace that income to your wife. And that life insurance policy will give your spouse the $1,000 that you won't, you know, your spouse will no longer get because you took that full benefit. But $50,000 of death benefit is only going to provide, in our mind, $2,000 a year of income. That's how we look at a $50,000 policy. So I'm not sure how it was sold to you, Paul, or if it's right for you. You're paying a lot of money for it, and whole life insurance is the most expensive form of insurance. Mm-hmm. Everybody listening, listen. There was a day when I sold life insurance. There was a day when I sold mutual funds and annuities, and I just didn't like it. So I became a fiduciary 28 years ago, 1993. Nobody knew what becoming a fiduciary was. I did because I loved what I did. I love helping clients. I just didn't want to earn commissions. And I never wanted any client, Paul, to say, hey, do you have a conflict of interest because you're pushing this and you're going to make this much money rather than that? And that's where the conflict of interest comes in. So I became a fiduciary, but I've been advising clients for 34 years now, since 1987. And I've only recommended one client buy whole life insurance. It was in the early 90s. And, you know, if you remember Wolf Road, and there was a prominent family there, and we did some estate planning, and we took a lot of property and sold it off, and we helped the senior citizen center. And anyway, we needed the guarantees of a whole life policy. So 34 years, only one whole life policy did I recommend. Listen, if I was an insurance agent today, I can tell you exactly why whole life insurance would get the job done for you. And when I get done selling it to you, you're going to think it's the best thing since sliced bread, because it's the Cadillac of life insurance policies. But there's other life insurance policies where you can get probably more death benefit for less money in premiums. The problem is life insurance agents don't make as much money. So not knowing exactly your particulars, Paul, you need to kind of figure out why it was sold. It's probably too late. You probably already elected to take. Did you decide to take the full retirement pension?
No. It's still in effect. We are retired, and the question is, should we continue paying on this thing or cash it in? And cash it in.
We would have to
try and find a term life insurance at our age.
Yeah, well, you're probably, right. It's going to be expensive, but your whole life policy is expensive. You're paying a lot of money and $50,000 of benefit, and you're in your late 60s. And if you, statistically, you and your spouse, at least one of you is going to be with us another 30 years. That's a long time. You need to really weigh the cost of the insurance, and do you need it? It really comes down to, do you need it? I don't know the particulars, Paul, so I can't really answer it. But, you know, sit down with this. Listen, this life insurance agent made a lot of money on you and your wife. Sit down with them and have he or she re-dust it off and look you in the eye and tell you exactly why you need this. And then you and your wife need to make a decision. Paul, stay safe, stay healthy, okay? Thank you for calling. 1-800-TALK-WGY, 1-800-825-5949. That's 1-800-825-5949. So I talked about Berkshire Hathaway. I mean, Berkshire Hathaway, you know, when you look at Berkshire Hathaway, $343,000 of to buy an A share. And, you know, if you bought Berkshire Hathaway at the bottom of the Great Recession 12 years ago, March 9, 2009, you would have made like, you know, $275,000. That sounds like a lot of money. This is like the steady Eddie in your portfolio. Warren Buffett doesn't take a whole lot of chances, but recently started buying Apple. Now, if you bought Apple, you would have been up 3,500%, 3,500%. And that's the difference. You know, Apple, listen, I love Apple. I truly, it's our number one holding, not to repeat myself, but I guess I am repeating myself. It's our number one holding. When you look at the top five, you know, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, and Facebook, you know, these companies have done well over the last year because of the pandemic. There's other companies that even did better. The companies that came out of nowhere, you know, you look at all those virtual video conferencing sites and, you know, the Pelotons and those type companies, they did remarkably well. Now they're kind of, you know, coming back to reality because we're coming out from this dark cloud, this COVID-19 dark cloud that we've been living under for the last 14 months. And it feels good, doesn't it? It feels good to think that we can get vaccinated and come out from underneath this cloud and there's light at the end of the tunnel. There's hope. There's hope that we can go back to some type of normalcy. And, you know, consumers have a lot of money saved up, folks. I said it yesterday. They haven't been able to spend money over the last year. They got a...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Savings account, you know, that they've never had before. Their piggy bank is chock full. They have to go out and get another piggy bank. Or the cookie jar, wherever you're hiding it, coffee tin. You know, you get the idea. The consumers have money and the government's sending them money. The consumer is being paid, you know, stimulus. Every couple of months, they're getting a check. We're not even going to talk about the unemployment benefits because there's jobs out there, folks. There are jobs out there for people. And listen, if you got to ask yourself, do you really feel good about sitting home and collecting unemployment and going on food stamps and everything else because the government's giving it to you? Do you really feel good about that? Listen, there's a time and place for everything. Some people need to do that, but not everybody does, especially now. Now you got people doing it because they're making more money sitting at home than going back to their old job. And their old job may not be there when these benefits end, although will they ever end? Who knows with all the talk in Washington? We just don't know. I'm all in favor of taking care of people, but I'm watching small businesses close left and right because they can't even bring back their old employees. Their old employees are saying, hey, I'm not coming back. I'm making more money sitting home playing video games. I bought myself a nice big flat TV screen. This is what's going on. So businesses are really hurting. And, you know, we regained a lot of jobs. We were down 22 million jobs last April. As we sit here, we're down, I don't know, 8-9 million jobs. And before the pandemic, I think we were down about 5 million jobs. So, you know, we have a few million jobs to make up, but people don't want to go back to work. There's no incentive. So you got to ask yourself, do you really feel good, or do you have a son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter that's sitting home? You almost want to look at them and say, hey, listen, yeah, I know you're getting paid, but you got to do what's right for you. And what's right for you is probably to get off the couch, get back in the workforce and do some good. That's what's right. That's the right thing to do. I'm all in favor of stimulus and helping people that need to put food on the table and make ends meet and provide for their family. I'm all in favor of that all day long. But I have a client that it called me and said, Steve, my mom hasn't worked in 50 years and she's getting stimulus checks. Tell me why the government needs to send her a stimulus check. And I had no answer. But we got to slow down on the printing of the money because it's going to weaken our dollar and bring inflation. And when that happens, for the first time in a long time, I'm afraid inflation will rear its ugly head. And I'm hoping that we can manage it and keep everything in sync, because you know we're in debt, folks. I don't know what the exact number is, but this country has you know, we're in debt $30 trillion plus. I think our deficit is, you know, forget it, a deficit, folks. Listen, if you make $50,000 in your income and you're spending $60,000, you're going in debt $10,000. You're either putting that on a charge card or taking it out of the equity of your home. You get the picture. You're outliving your means, and that's what's going on in this country. And we have to bring back that financial prudence in this country. It's good to print the money. I'm all in favor of printing the money for the people that need it. I'm not in favor of printing money for the fluff, the pork that these politicians want. Listen, if you're going to have a infrastructure relief bill, have that money go into infrastructure, not to get these votes from these politicians who say they won't vote for it unless you give them this or that. And it has absolutely nothing to do with infrastructure. If you're going to have a COVID relief bill, have that money spent for COVID relief, not everything else. I don't understand politics. I shouldn't talk politics. I just don't understand it. I just know we have to be careful about how much money we're printing. 1-800-TALK-WGY, 1-800-825-5949, 1-800-825-5949. Let me take a 15-second break to wet my whistle. Don't go anywhere. Thank you, Zach Harris, my longtime producer. Thank you, folks, for letting me wet my whistle. Our phone numbers today, 1-800-825-5949. Any questions whatsoever, give me a call. I would love to talk to you. So stocks kind of slipped a little bit on Friday, but posted monthly gains after a strong earnings report so far. I don't know what the number is. I think 85% of the companies that have reported so far are out, you know, pacing projections, and that's good. We want, it's one of the fundamentals that stocks trade on is, you know, corporate earnings, jobs, the economy, the consumer. These are all the fundamentals that the stock market looks at. Listen, there's going to be a whole lot of emotional headlines and things that get in the way, but really the stock market looks at the fundamentals. And right now the fundamentals look good. As I said earlier, the consumer has more money as we come out from underneath this COVID dark cloud that we're living under, and people get vaccinated and they're able to go back to some sort of normalcy, whatever that new normalcy is, where our lives will be changed because of COVID, but we will have a new normalcy. But people starting to feel good about getting up and out and being around people and going to dinner. Now they can go to a movie. Heck, we had 40,000 or 50,000 people at the Derby yesterday. Normally, they get 150,000. So we had a third of the capacity. You know, Belmont opened yesterday. They allowed fans. And, you know, you're going to see ball games and, you know, theaters. It's just a matter of time. Now, listen, how the airlines get away with filling every seat where you're sitting, literally inches, and sometimes you got body parts hanging over you. How the airlines get away with it, I don't know. And take money from the government, as much bailout as they've taken. When you got restaurants that have to keep people, you know, 6 feet apart and at 25% capacity, why is it okay for the government to allow the airlines to be chock full? body parts hanging all over. And the restaurants are starving, no pun intended, to keep it going. And now they can't even get workers. You know, I had one client, has a restaurant, 11 interviews lined up. He would have hired anybody who came through the door. All 11 canceled on him. Another client who's a restaurant owner had two people that were supposed to show up for work, never showed up. It's crazy. The jobs are out there. And let's hope we get people back out there to work. 1-800-825-5949. We have Andy in Westerlo. Hello, Andy.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing. Hey, Andy, at my age, every day I get out of bed, I feel like a millionaire.
I hear you. I'm the same way.
What can I help you with?
Well, I got my capital builder plan, my 401k from a previous employer. I resigned from that company in October, and I'm just wondering what would be my best bet. Should I leave it with Empower Retirement, or should I try and roll it over to an IRA? If so, which IRA, you know, which company would you suggest going through to do that?
Yeah, so you want to get it out of your old employer. Anybody listening, listen, you know, when you depart ways with your old employer, for whatever the reason is that you part ways, take your pension plan out of there, put it into an IRA. You may have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 jobs through your lifetime. Every time you leave a job, take those monies, put it in your IRA. Now you have one IRA and you won't lose sight of it. You have no idea, Andy, how many clients we have that forgot that they worked here and they have a little pension and it's forever forgotten, and sometimes it goes forever lost. So take it. Yeah. You can go to a company like Charles Schwab and open up an account and get it invested. How old are you?
36.
Yeah, so you're young. Oh, God, I wish I was 36 again. So being as young as you are, you want to be more growth-oriented than not. And you want to look for a lifestyle fund if you don't want to pick your own investments. Like, you know, Schwab has them, Vanguard has them. A lifestyle fund that's growth-oriented. One investment, you don't have to worry about it. It'll stay growth-oriented until you get more conservative. Andy, great question. Oh. Stay safe, stay healthy. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have Ray in Gilderland. Hello, Ray.
Hello. I got an insurance question.
Oh, man. Today's my insurance day.
Yeah. I bought a life insurance policy back in the 70s. At some point, the dividends were more than the policy, so I had them finagle with it, and they were paying the policy plus taking a term life to pay for the rest of it.
Oh, good.
And it wasn't costing me anything.
Good.
All of a sudden, because past 2 years, it's been costing me a minor amount, but the policy was only $10,000.
Oh.
It's worth value about $18,000.
Yeah. So, Ray, you got it. I hate to cut you short, Ray, but we're coming up to the end of the show. I can't believe we're coming up to the end of the show. It was a great show. Ray, you got to look at that and see if you need that money. I think you said $18,000 of cash value. That's more than the death benefit. See what makes sense for you. If the dividends can pay the premium and you don't have to pay it out of your pocket, that's great. When it comes to life insurance, folks, you really got to listen. If you got a young family, you need $1 million worth of coverage, and most young families need that. If you can only afford term insurance, then buy term insurance. Don't let a life insurance agent sell you a whole life where you can only get $100,000. That's all you can afford, because now you're $900,000 short. This is how you have to think about insurance. Folks, thank you for tuning in today. Go to our website, Boucher.com. Stay safe, stay healthy. Come back next Saturday.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.